Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this March 10th podcast for football history headlines, we remember six Hall of Famers, three from the Pro Football Hall of Fame and three from the College Football Hall of Fame. And their stories are coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. And boy, on the football history headlines tonight, we have six great Hall of Fame birthdays to talk about. And that's our news for tonight. And boy, these are some great players that you maybe don't remember too much about or maybe never heard of. But we're going to make sure that you're aware of them today because that's what we're all about, preserving that gridiron history one day at a time. So let's start off with March 10th, 1919 in Plains, Texas. The stud center from Hardin-Simmons University in the late 1930s, Clyde Bulldog Turner arrived in his life. The National Football Foundation declares in a big statement that the Bulldog is one of the top five centers to have ever played college football. Yes, the first part of his success was his agility as a big man, for he stood 6'2" tall and weighed 218 pounds, which was quite a large size for that area of the gridiron. Secondly, was that he played with such speed and technique that it made it very difficult for an opposing player to overcome him. In 3 years on the varsity squad, Turner's teams claimed 23 victories out of 28 contests played. The NFF voters placed the name and legacy of Bulldog Turner into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1960. George Halas gained the rights of Clyde Turner in the 1940 NFL draft when they picked him in the number one pick, and he spent his entire 13-year NFL career with the Bears. He was a great blocker, but he also had excellent speed to play coverage on defense. An example of this is that he led the NFL in interceptions in 1942 when he picked off 7 passes. He had 17 interceptions for his career. 4 of those occurred in the 5 NFL championship games that he played in. Remember, he was a big man. He played on the line, he was a center, and he was a linebacker and a defensive lineman. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Clyde Bulldog Turner in 1966. Wow, that is quite the athlete to have achieved all those numbers, especially those interceptions. Wow. March 10th, 1927, Chicago, Illinois. The great two-way guard tackle of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish from 1945 to 1948, Bill Moose Fisher was born. Fisher was relegated to kickoff duties as a freshman at Notre Dame under Coach Frank Leahy, but he started every other year thereafter at guard on the Irish offense. Fisher helped lead Notre Dame to back-to-back national championships in 1946 and 1947. His fantastic play was rewarded when he received the All-America honors in 1947 and 1948 and was just the third ever recipient of the Outland Trophy in 1948 as the nation's best interior lineman. Bill Fisher was honored on this very deserving place in the College Football Hall of Fame when he was inducted in 1983. Moose played as a two-way starting player for the Chicago Cardinals for 5 seasons after the Redbirds took him in the 10th overall pick in the 1949 NFL Draft. Now we go to our next Hall of Famer with a birthday for this March 10th, and that took place in 1938 in Los Angeles, California. The 6'4", 250-pound tackle from Southern Cal, Ron Mix, began his life story. Ron was the number one pick in both the 1950 NFL and AFL drafts. The Baltimore Colts and the San Diego Chargers of the AFL got into a bidding war of sorts when Mix wisely took the better offer that kept him in Southern California, where he spent his entire life. The Pro Football HOF website says that his line coach with the Chargers gave him the nickname of the Intellectual Assassin because of his aggressive play and because he attended law school at night while he was a player. Mix had only two confirmed holding calls called on him his entire 10 seasons with the Chargers and one with the Raiders, and he claims he gave up only 5 sacks in that same time span. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Ron Mix into their museum in 1979. March 10, 1946, Yuma, Arizona. The fierce defensive tackle from Arizona State University, Curly Culp, was born. Curly was the 31st overall player selected in the NFL draft of the 1968 by the Denver Broncos. But in training camp, he was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs after a failed experiment to convert him to an offensive line position with the Broncos failed. In just his second NFL season, he was part of a dominant Kansas City D-line that helped the Chiefs win Super Bowl IV. Culp, shortly after in 1974, was traded to the Houston Oilers as part of a big blockbuster deal. He really thrived with the Oilers too, and became a prominent defender in the league there. According to the ProFootballHOF.com website, Culp in 1975 registered 11 and a half sacks and was named to the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year award by the Newspaper Enterprise Association. Curly Culp was welcomed into the Pro Football Hall of Fame at the 2013 enshrinement ceremonies. Our next birthday takes place on March 10, 1949, Atlanta, Georgia. Chip Kell of the University of Tennessee, a great offensive lineman from 1968 to 1970, entered into life on this earth. Kell was a powerhouse blocker as he played both center and guard for Tennessee's Volunteers. The NFF alludes that Chip's first game may have been the first ever game played outdoors on artificial turf. After his sophomore season, Kell was moved from tackle to guard, and he thrived with that switch, as he then won 2 consecutive Jacobs Memorial Awards as the top blocker in the SEC. And that's the distinction of being called All-America. In Chip's senior campaign, he was a finalist for the Lombardi Award, and he garnered his second recognition of All-American status, as this time it was of the unanimous category. Chip Kell was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2006. And after school, Chip played 2 years for the Edmonton Eskimos of the Canadian Football League before beginning a long career in coaching. Our final Hall of Famer that celebrates a birthday on his March 10th was born in 1960 in Towson, Maryland. It marked the birth of a fantastic wide receiver from Johns Hopkins University, Bill Stromberg. Stromberg set 6 national and 13 school records to become one of the most decorated wide receivers in Division III history. Bill led the nation in receiving and was a first-team All-America for the 1980 season. Stromberg's national records were multiple, as he had 39 touchdown catches for an NCAA record, and his numbers of catches and yards per game were written down in that book of records too. He established other marks, such as his total of 258 yards of career receptions was an NCAA record until 1993, and his 3,776 career reception yards was a record until 1989. Bill Stromberg was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2004. Once again, we want to thank you so much for joining us on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, your football history headlines, and your Hall of Fame birthday show. And we are just so excited that you've been here with us and joining us every single day. And to make sure you get here the news as soon as it comes down the pipe, make sure you hit that follow button or subscribe button on your podcast player right now. If you're listening to us on PigskinDispatch.com or SportsHistoryNetwork.com, we thank you so much for using that embed player and joining us every day for that. If you want to know as soon as the comes down and you're always tuned in that way, just send us an email at PigskinDispatch@gmail.com and we'll make sure we get you on our email list. And every morning, early Eastern time, you will get an email in your inbox just to remind you that, hey, this Pigskin Dispatch podcast is released for the next day already. And some days we're going to have 2, like tomorrow, where we will welcome back Aaron Harris of the Football Odyssey podcast, and we're going to discuss and determine who the greatest number 16s that ever wore that jersey in the NFL are. And we'll have some great in-depth conversation with Aaron, and I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully you joined us yesterday talking with Aaron about the number 15s, because it was just a fantastic discussion and really learned a lot in that, and I hope you did too. It was very enjoyable. And as always, if you see any discrepancies or maybe somebody we missed that you think should be on that list, you can contact us by email at pigskindispatch.com. pickskindispatch@gmail.com. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pickskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.